Monster snook and mini tarpon. Lower Coast Focus. Lower Laguna Madre. By Captain Brian Barrera. May and June are good, really good, for more than one reason. First off, we're finally getting into some consistent weather, warm weather. With this change in higher water temperatures, we can count on the fish showing up to their local summer hunting grounds looking to eat, especially in low light conditions such as early morning and late evenings. I make the transition myself, and rather than fishing the warmest part of the day, as I do during the winter months, I start to fish the coolest parts of the day. Whether it be the break of dawn or the golden hours of the evening sunsets, it seems that the big fish tend to be fooled most around those hours. What am I fishing for? I'm glad you asked. I'm always chasing redfish and speckled trout, that's a year-round thing. But I get excited about May because the smaller tarpon start to roll in, or the ones that are already here get a lot more active and start showing, rolling, more often and consistently. These fish are usually in the 10 to 30 pound range and can be fooled with a DOA terrorized in the root beer color, a soft plastic or live shrimp, or a fresh live finger mullet. They're not too big, like the ones we get mid-summer and fall, but fighting them on your average trout tackle can be an absolute blast. Mid-May through June, I do a lot of snook fishing, early in the mornings, targeting dock pilings and shallow submerged structure with topwaters and light jigs, hoping to entice a big one to eat. Once the weather gets hot and sweaty out and I feel the fish are starting to go deep for the day, I enjoy spreading the cast net and letting a few live baits fly. The right live bait, in the right spot, can save the day really quick. Early to late June, you can always count on finding some solid bull reds at the inlet along with some juvenile tarpon on some mornings. These tarpon tend to be slightly bigger, 50 to 80 pounds, as they are migratory fish rather than the local juveniles that stay year-round. The best way to target these redfish and tarpon are with a DOA bait buster, in a glow or root beer color, or a skyline jig weighted circle hook with a live finger mullet. Email Captain Barrera at captbrianbfishing@gmail.com or find him online at inshorefishingsouthpadre.com. Thanks for listening.